This is a little walk I take every morning to, you know, just to spend some time with God.
Jack Hall is meandering along a dirt path around the backyard of a modest home on the northeast side.
The wind chimes when the wind blowing, these things are beautiful.
To the right, there's a prayer wall. To the left, a thick, knotty old oak.
This is just one strong tree. This tree has stood the test of time. And it'll be here after we're gone.
Hall has prostate cancer that has spread to his lymph nodes. He's dying, and he's one of the growing number of Americans who are dying with no family nearby.
They're in Raleigh, North Carolina, down in Rockport. My ex-wife and my daughter up in Bentonville, Arkansas. And I've got some friends that actually live in this neighborhood, but I can't force myself on them.
As baby boomers age into retirement, it's becoming clear that more than a few are like Hall. They lack what social scientists call social capital, which is basically a support system nearby. According to research done for the Senate Joint Economic Committee's Social Capital Project, 25 years ago, two-thirds of retirement-aged adults lived within 10 miles of their children. By 2014, that figure had fallen to 55%. So what happens to these aging adults with no support systems and often with no place to go when they get a terminal prognosis? In San Antonio, some of them go to a place called Abode.
Abode is a non-profit, end-of-life home where we care for people who don't have a place to live or don't have somebody to care for them. And typically these folks are in the last three-ish months of life.
Martha Jo Atkins is Abode's executive director.
There's no nurse, there's no doctor, no IVs. This is really genuinely, truly a home. Anybody can go in the kitchen and cook. People don't have to eat at a certain time or be anywhere. We don't wake everybody up at 8 o'clock and roll them out into the day room. It's not what happens here.
People are referred to Abode by their hospice social workers. There are three private rooms there. Hull has one that he often shares with a household dog, Sadie.
This is my little work table where I build my plans. I also do my Bible studies, my Chromebook where I do a lot of writing, my classical music. Sadie's bed. She comes in here and gets cold at night. And
you get cold, baby.
Come on. Come on. Get up there.
Yes, Hall is dying, but in many ways, he says he feels like he's finally living. Atkins says that's what they're trying to do there.
And when he leaves, when he dies, I'm looking at you, we're going to be sad and we're going to miss you. I think it's important to say that out loud because you're important to us and you're our family now.
There is one non-medical end-of-life home in San Antonio. There are 26 other homes in its network across the country.
And they need more of them because some people just aren't financially able to have a place to go to pass away. Unless you want to go down to San Antonio Bridge and die under one of those. I don't plan on doing that.
By 2060, more than 21 million Americans over the age of 50 will be without a living partner or child, and death will eventually come for all of them, whether they have family and friends or not.
People assume they're going to be able to die in the hospital. I mean, I don't have anywhere else I'm going to go in the hospital, and sometimes that's true. And there are people who die under the bridges here. And three people at any given time in San Antonio have a place to lay their head and be surrounded by love and die with dignity.
Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.
And it's just beautiful.